kept getting these reports of people stating that I was seen with Randy after his disappearance. This happened on at least three or four occasions, and they always referred to something different. Once it was an eyewitness report that they had seen me with Randy after his supposed disappearance at the arcade in DeSoto. At that point, I never knew there was an arcade in DeSoto. Somebody reported seeing me with him at the Walmart off K7 in Bonner Springs. Just these asinine stories. At this point, I was getting enraged at the level of harassment. So the two detectives convinced me that the best way to settle it would be to voluntarily come in and submit to a polygraph test regarding these circumstances and reports. I agreed to do so. I went in, voluntarily submitted the polygraph, and during the whole process, they never asked me a single question about any one of those sightings. They immediately launched into a tirade and started grilling me and asking questions such as, did you murder Randy? Do you know where his body is? Bob, you know, things of this nature. Consequently, they told me I had failed. Well, I can't interpret polygraph results, so I don't know if I did in fact fail or not, or if it's merely a scare tactic. It wouldn't surprise me either way, because having gone in, being lied to, being convinced that I was going to go in and attempt to clear my name on these bogus eyewitness reports and then being blindsided like that, yeah, considering that polygraph tests, you know, operate off the theory of measuring muscle, respiratory, you know, heart rate, things of that nature. Yeah, when you're, I guess, traumatically blindsided by something like that, I would say it would definitely skew your results.